Back to Drive Time here on Mix 93 WKMJ. What a convincing win for the Michigan Tech men's basketball team against Minnesota Duluth this past weekend at home. And Coach Kevin Luke is with us. Coach, congratulations on that win. That had to feel good to beat those guys the way we did over the weekend.
Thanks, Dirk. It's always great to experience some success early in the year, and especially with a long preseason, if you will, and you know, having our guys with a different style and with a different kind of look that we're going to have to employ this year, that our guys find some success. So it was a really good start after watching the tape. I thought we did some really good things, and I think Duluth's athletic at the perimeter, and that's certainly where we are, and I think we held our own.
You talk about Austin Armga and his 29 points. Kind of funny. He scored 29 in his collegiate debut 3 years ago, and then first game of his senior year, he gets 29 more. Missed a couple of free throws, could have had 30, but you know, talk about his performance and what you thought of his play.
Well, Austin clearly is going to be one of our go-to guys this year, and he's really diversified in the sense that he can shoot the three, take it off the dribble, and post, and you know, certainly that's pretty hard for another team to match up with, and you know, because we'll make adjustments depending upon what size guy they put on him, and it'll be interesting to see how they defend him this Friday, because they're 3-man, 6'5", and very, very athletic, and we'll see what happens there. It'll be a good challenge for him, but he really, as we could see last year, there was signs where he was going to be a very, very good offensive player, and then of course he got injured. But we got to keep him healthy, and he's seriously going to be a major donor for us, to be able to be successful this year. And he had plenty of help from the rest of the perimeter.
Coach Kevin Luke from the Michigan Tech men's basketball team is with us. Coach, can you talk about the end of the second half of that game against Duluth, where, you know, we had a good lead, but you could tell Duluth really wanted to make that comeback, and yet we kind of just shut them down at the end. What kind of quality does a team need to be able to do that?
Well, I think that comes from some of your leadership, and we had to talk in our huddles at timeout, and they did make a nice run there to get it from down to 12, but then our guys got a little bit more aggressive, and I think we got a little bit passive, and we didn't continue to do what had got us there. I think, and I'm not positive on this, I think the lead got up to 20 or 22 points, and I'm not sure, but we were really aggressive, we were going at it, and then we got a little bit passive for about a 3 or 4 minute stretch, and then we tried to turn it up again a little bit as far as the aggressiveness goes and get back to where we were. But that goes to leadership. Cooley and Armga and Stelzer, those are the guys that are on the perimeter, and Chartier, that those guys, they come to work every night, and those guys are beaten up already, and it's just the first week of the season, but they just they just keep coming back, and they really want to do it, and they want to get it done, and it's just an awesome feeling as a coach to have players like that will support your systems and keep everybody else going, and the tribute goes to them.
Coach, I know you probably don't have the size up front that you want, but looking at this team's, when you look down the bench, you got a lot of guys that can come in and play roles on this team. Do you feel like your depth maybe is better than it has been in a while?
Well, I do think it is, Wes, and that's a good question. I think it's still certainly going to be a process. We still haven't even decided, who's playing and who's not playing for the season. And we got the freshman Quentin Harris that we think that we're going to need somewhere down the road here. It was difficult the other night because they were so athletic and so small on the perimeter, as we were, so we just stayed small. But there's going to be a time where we think we're going to have to use that size body. There's a guy that's 6'8", 6'9", and 260 pounds, and of course, certainly that'll come in handy even this Friday, because they got a 6'9", 245 pounder that's going to give us some problems. So, but I do feel like once the process gets going and we find our little bit of our identity and who's going to be playing at those positions most of the minutes, then we will. I do feel like we have an option, to go to other guys to fill those roles, and I like it right now because they're all working really hard. I feel kind of a little bit bad in a way. You kind of thrown them into the fire and asking them to be good without a lot of game experience. But you know, they're handling it pretty well right now, and they got to just continue to listen and learn and try to get better every game.
We saw Dylan Gordon, the UN Trout Creek product here in the exhibition game, but in a lot of different players, but new rules, they can play in the exhibition game and still get the red shirt. Have you decided on red shirts on some of those guys?
Yeah, everybody will red shirt. Right now, with the exception of Jason Hawk, obviously, and we're still deciding this week on Quentin Harris, but that means those other four guys, AJ Grizulis, Tanner Uren, Dylan Gordon, and I got one more in there that's redshirting, and then those other two, Hawk and Q, are questionable.
So how much do you have to think about that, Coach? I mean, is that something that keeps you up at night trying to figure out?
You know what this one is? We talk in our staff meetings in 27 years, and this has been the toughest one because you don't, you know, obviously a kid's going to be better when he's 23 years old, but, you know, there's a lot of positives for playing Quentin this year because of the ability to have game experience for next year, because we're gonna need him, and we think he's gonna be that good a player down the road. So, you know, the positives are, you know, there's some positives in a way because we need him, you know, for obvious reasons because of our injuries at the big positions, and you know he's gonna be a good player down the road. So that's a reason to play him. But yet you also think on the flip side, boy, what if you waited and you could battle through it and then have him be a 23-year-old, I don't know if you can say a bigger man because he's already 260 pounds, but he's going to be a load in there someday.
Talk about the recruits, Coach. Obviously, one local kid, but you signed a couple of players this past week, and it seemed like you're pretty happy about those guys.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of exciting to be able to get a local kid. You know, Alex is a really, really strong, skilled kid for this area, and you know he's gonna be a great addition to our program. And then the other kid we got is another really, really awesome 3-point shooter, and he can shoot from a long way out also. So we're trying to, you know, bring that type of element, you know, continue to have that element, you know, the Stelzers and the Cooleys and the Chartiers that can shoot that one, and of course Dylan Gordon who's gonna be able to shoot some long ones. So I think the excitement of 3-point shooting in our program is, you know, will continue, and you know we're certainly excited about, you know, those two guys coming to our programs, because I would expect both their high school teams are going to be very successful this year.
Coach Kevin Luke with us. Coach, we appreciate your time. You have a fun team to watch right now, and we really encourage people to get on out and watch. The game time is 7 o'clock Friday night against Southwest Minnesota State. And if you can't be at the game, Mitch will have the call for you here on Mix 93. Coach, good luck this weekend.
You know what? Thanks. It's always a pleasure. I'd like to congratulate the soccer team for how well, you know, 4 years in existence and making the national tournament is awesome. And, of course, the football team ending on a winning record, which is really, really hard to do in this league. So congratulate both of those teams.
All right, Coach. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, guys.
Coach Kevin Link from the men's basketball team here on Mix 93. More Drive Time coming up right now. Weather brought to you by Superior Service.